Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, a co-production of EWTN Radio and SpiritualDirection.com, where we provide you with a spiritual haven of rest and explore the riches of the wisdom of the saints and the path to union with God.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke with Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest.
Your hermitage of the heart.
Why you were delayed there? What happened?
I think I was lost in prayer.
Oh, there you go. That's not true. You're in the monastery of the mind. So, yeah, what do we do here? We help to lift your mind and heart to the realities that help us to deal with the junk in our lives, the difficulties, sin, getting rid of sin and growing in holiness and dealing with the difficulties, the storms out there. Our goal is to help you to find Jesus in the boat instead of fretting about the storm, because he's in control of everything.
Nice.
There
that
you go.
Good.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
I'll have to remember that. Okay. So we're doing a Q&A day today, as we do most of the time. And so why don't we just go ahead and jump in? I guess one thing I want to mention before we jump in, and that is that we are going to be studying spiritual combat. There's going to be a free study on the book Spiritual Combat. I'll be leading it along with my beloved spouse, Stephanie Burke, on Saturday mornings beginning on October 26th at 8 a.m. Central, every other second and fourth Saturdays, mm-hmm. usually, mm-hmm. about 90% of the time. Second and fourth Saturdays, live online via Zoom. Same technology we're sending this out. You know what we might do is do those studies on Facebook, huh? Live stream. I don't
there
know.
You go. Maybe.
Anyway, but right now the only way you can get in, though we may change that, I don't know, is go to apostoliva.org, apostoliviae.org, apostoliva.org. If you have trouble with remembering that name, you can always go to spiritualdirection.com, watch the recording, write it down when you're not driving or whatever. But that website, you create a profile, and it tells you what to do, and somebody will help you out, and then you'll be in. It's kind of like a private social media. It's a place where you can converse and meet a lot of other faithful Catholics. There'll be a lot of faithful Catholics from around the world.
It's like a private, holy Facebook.
It is, right. Yeah, no arguing, and no shaming, and no yelling,
And no bad language. You're going to have to go to confession because it came across your feed.
Right.
It's all good and
it's
holy
good,
and beautiful.
Right. That's why we created it.
Other beautiful souls. So come and join us. It's free and it's awesome.
apostoliviae.org. Apostoliviae. It means apostles of the way.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Let's jump in.
Okay. This question comes from Joseph, and he says, "There was a time in my life when I was a serial sinner." Welcome to the club, Joseph.
Does that mean he sinned against cereal?
No, cereal. S-E-R-I-A-L.
Oh, yeah. Repeat.
Right.
Oh, gotcha.
Right.
Sorry.
It's not a joking matter.
It's not funny. Sorry.
No, it's not funny.
Okay.
Anyway, I've been there. Welcome,
right.
Joseph.
Right.
However, I did irregular confession and once in a while received the Eucharist. Since 2 years ago, I have managed to keep off any forms of mortal sin, praise Jesus. Sadly, trials, temptations, and spiritual warfare has been unleashed on my finances. Tasks that I accomplished without effort now appear monumental, and to make matters worse, God is now silent and distant. I am in desolation and desperation, and my prayers don't seem to go anywhere. What should I do to return to consolations?
So we're sorry you're suffering so much, Joseph. I tried to ask some follow-up questions, and I couldn't get them done in time before the show, because we don't know some key things about Joseph that we need to know in order to answer the question. But it is very normal that when you get up off the couch of mortal sin, the enemy that was guarding you and keeping you on the couch, which would have taken you to hell anyway, is now you've engaged in battle. And so, but it's way better to be engaged in the battle than to be guarded, because it strengthens your will, and all the things that are happening to you now, Joseph, are not all caused by God, but they are all allowed by God. Mm-hmm. And they're all for the purpose of strengthening your will and helping you to grow in virtue. They're revealing to you weaknesses in who you are that God can then heal when you cry out to him. So, you know, don't be discouraged. Your fight against sin was worthy and good, and you should keep that up. But what you're experiencing is quite normal. Now, let's go to then the God is distant and I want the consolations thing. Mm-hmm. So, depending on where you are, so let's say Joseph has overcome habitual sin, which is great, and it can be done. And let's pretend that we know that he's also overcome habitual venial sin. So he's already said he's overcome habitual mortal sin. So let's say he's overcome habitual venial sin. And let's say he desires to pray. He hasn't lost the desire to pray. But yet God, he says, is silent and distant, right? Mm-hmm. What is that? That's probably, and there's more to this, and you can read about it actually in St. John of the Cross, in Ascent of Mount Carmel, Book 1, Chapter 13, Book 2, Chapter 13, sorry, Book 2, Chapter 13, if you want to dig in to that. But basically, it may be that God is allowing contemplative graces to begin what we call the graces of aridity or it's contemplative aridity. I'm sorry, that's what I was looking for. Contemplative aridity, which is he's weaning you off these consolations and things which are really given to beginners, to people very new in prayer and new in the, you know, because he wants to encourage you, and he's beginning to he wants to teach you how to love without receiving emotional, spiritual, physical consolations. Does
right.
that make sense?
More authentic love.
Right. It's a deeper kind of love.
Yes.
Because if we only love and pursue God because of how he makes us feel, then we're worshiping the feelings and right. not the God of the consolations. Worshiping the consolations versus the God of the consolations.
Right, right. You know, and it's a really tough time.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, the Lord draws you to himself. You're in mortal sin. You desire to get out of that. You conquer that by his grace and the sacraments and confession. And then some trouble starts to break out,
yeah.
you know? And something that you said is really important in that the Lord desires in his mercy for us to be stronger.
Sure.
To be stronger. And so he reveals to us our weaknesses, our tendency towards concupiscence, you know, whatever that is that shows up in our life,
mm-hmm.
that is a weakness or a sin of some sort or whatever. He reveals it in his mercy and says, look, I want you to see this, Dan.
Right.
See this, Dan? It's not good. It's hindering my grace in you. I want to work through you. Take a look at this. And you keep seeing it in the mirror and you don't like it. And so you take it to the Lord for healing
yeah.
when it comes up. And sometimes it's through, you know, fear.
Yeah.
Fear was a big one with me, was huge in me. I would have told you that I didn't have fear
mm-hmm.
because I'm a strong person. And the Lord revealed to me my fear. And when he did, I took it to him in confession and in the Eucharist and Mass, and I said, please, by this reception of the Eucharist, please take my fear. Please take it away, because I know it hinders your work in me, and I know that I don't want anything that hinders your work in me. So anything that is going to keep him from having free rein in us, we want to take it to him so that he can do his will in
yep.
us, you know.
Amen. So, good, Joseph, you're a good man. Keep up the fight. Join us on the spiritual combat study. You'll be surrounded by holy Catholics
mm-hmm.
who are fighting the same fight you are, and you'll probably find some good friends that might be able to help you there too. So we hope you'll do that at apostolivia.org, and keep up the good fight. This is Dan and Stephanie Burke with Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest, talking through questions and answers about the interior life and how we can grow near to God. And Stephanie has another question.
From Rita. I think this one's for you.
Uh-oh.
She says, I have heard you say that Carmelite spirituality is better than Ignatian. Why do you say that, Dan
okay,
Burke?
I didn't say that.
That doesn't seem right to criticize one religious spirituality and act as if another is better.
I didn't.
Defend yourself.
I didn't say that, actually. I have regularly criticize what I would call the misuse of Ignatian spirituality, and I'm not alone in that criticism. St. John of the Cross was virulent about it. And why is that? Because Ignatian spirituality is very popular in our time, particularly teaching imaginative prayer, which is very good and powerful. I just said very good and powerful. Didn't I just say that?
You said that.
Ignatian imaginative prayer is very good and powerful. Mm-hmm. Where it becomes a problem is when meditation, St. John of the Cross calls meditation, which is what this realm of prayer is for beginners. It's really good, but it's for people who are beginning the interior life. And if you don't understand that, you can sort of hold on to it too long, and there's some spiritual directors who are not trained to understand that it's a transitional form of prayer. Can I just say that over and over? It's transitional. It's to get you from one place to another. So the practice of meditation, when properly taught and understood, will help you to draw near to Christ, which St. John of the Cross says is the beginning of holiness and living out a life of following Christ, right? And then you'll come to an area of struggle with that. Now, if you're no longer struggling with habitual sin, often your spiritual director, if they're not formed well, will say, oh, well, you just need to try harder. And that's wrong, wrong, wrong. What needs to happen is you need to allow your prayer to simplify, because that's what God is doing. So Ignatian imaginative prayer has an end to it, that if you don't understand how it comes to an end, and then really rely on the Carmelite doctors to help you the rest of the way, you will get stuck spiritually. In my book, Into the Deep, Finding Peace Through Prayer, I talk about an approach to Lectio Divina and imaginative prayer kind of blended, where we use this step called contemplatio, which is really resting in the work of God as he moves in our heart and learning to rest. If you learn to do that with Ignatian, the beauty of Ignatian prayer, you'll learn to allow your prayer to become simplified. So you can pick up Into the Deep, Finding Peace Through Prayer at EWTNRC, Religious Catalog, or at spiritualdirection.com shop, spiritualdirection.com shop, and read that. It'll help you to get past that. But my point is, every spirituality has a limitation, because they were all kind of given through human beings. So we bring them together to help us understand different facets that are important.
Right. They all have beauty and goodness.
They do. They do. They all reflect the heart of God in some way.
And we should absorb as much as we can get.
That's it.
Right.
That's why we have the Avila Institute.
That's right.
Or we got to go to a break, right?
Okay.
Okay. We'll be right back. Hey friends, this is Dan Burke. If you are blessed by the work of Divine Intimacy Radio, if we've helped you with your spiritual life through spiritualdirection.com, or if you want to join in and change the world through the Avila Institute High Calling Program, where we're now forming men in more than 5 dioceses around the country to enter into seminary to be holy priests, please consider helping us out with a monthly donation. Go to avila-institute.org, click on the donate button, and give us a hand if you would.
If you've always wanted to delve into the richness of the spiritual lives of the saints, the Avila Institute for Spiritual Formation offers you the unique opportunity to learn more about Catholic spiritual theology through live, interactive online courses. Whether you are seeking personal enrichment, continuing education, or a graduate certificate in spiritual theology, the Avila Institute can help. Just go to www.avila-institute.com to start your spiritual journey today.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke with Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest. And we're back on a Q&A day, answering your questions about the interior life. We are happy to do that. We love doing that because we love you. We love the faith. We love the mystical tradition of the church. We're grateful to EWTN to help us to spread the word about it. Mm-hmm. And you can, by the way, always get back recordings of the shows if you missed some. or you'd like to get them in your email, you can get them in your email. The shows actually delivered to your email, recordings of them, of
right, course. At spiritualdirection.com.
Spiritualdirection.com. So what's our next question?
Okay, question comes from John. And he says, I understand that contemplation is a gift, mm-hmm. and there's nothing we can do to earn this gift. Mm-hmm. And yet, in the purgative way, or in the first part of the spiritual life, for those not used to the terminology, we are called to prayer, ascesis, and frequent reception of the sacraments. While practicing these spiritual disciplines, how do we avoid falling into trying to earn intimacy with God, or trying to earn contemplation? You know, that's a big question. I've actually heard a lot of that recently.
Really?
Yeah, because I've fallen into this trap, and I see it in others, where we have this earnest desire to follow God. We have this earnest desire for Him to be holy, to grow in our spirituality, in our prayer. And I think the enemy can just, it's this little thread of the enemy where he gets in there and says, you know, you're not doing enough. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd be farther along if you just tried harder and blah, blah, blah. And right. We forget the huge importance that the Lord, everything is a grace. Mm-hmm. And the Lord grants us even the desire to pray that's within us. It comes from Him.
Yeah, and I think some of this comes from the performance orientation in the family life, you know. Mm-hmm. So even if you've had a good home, let's say good Christian parents, right. Sometimes as parents we can do some subtle harm to our children or worse, you know, where we don't give them love unless they perform in a perfect way. Mm. So we can, on the extreme side, you can have a perfectionistic parent who, you know, withholds affection unless the kid gets an A on his report card. Mm-hmm. But there's all kinds of variations on that. You know, only giving the languages of love, however the child receives it, whether it's through touch or through words of affirmation or whatever, if the child performs perfectly. This kind of performance orientation can lead to a view of God that is, if I do X, He will love me, and if I don't, if I'm not perfect, He doesn't love me. Our producer is shaking his head. Maybe I failed as a father because he's my son. I don't know. He's shaking his head no, but he likes what we're talking about. But that's a big deal in terms of often it's what happens to people who struggle with this kind of performance orientation. I don't know if it's with John. So the question is, how do you overcome it? And I think one thing is recognizing in yourself. See, John's already in a good position because he recognizes it in himself, right? Mm-hmm. When you recognize it in yourself, you just renounce it as a deception. Say, mm-hmm. in Jesus' name, I renounce the lie that
I have to earn your love.
That I have to earn, yeah, God's love, right?
Right.
And I embrace the truth that your love is given freely, and in due time, as you decide, you will give me all the gifts that I desire. And you may even be giving them to me now, and I don't know it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I yield to you. It's really a lot of the latter part of the spiritual life, like John is talking about, is about learning to yield and just really let Him let go and not, just be holy and let Him worry about what He wants to give you when He wants to give it to you.
Yeah, and in a real practical way within prayer, mm-hmm. you know, I was having this conversation through direction with a woman who was telling me that, you know, she would pray, and I said, does the Lord ever break through? And she mm-hmm. goes, what do you mean by that? And I said, you know, where your affections, your emotions, you're led to tears, something just is mm-hmm. really strikes a chord within you. And she goes, yeah, sure, all the time. Mm-hmm. And I said, what do you do? And she goes, I ignore it and I keep going because I got to finish the scripture passage. I got to finish my meditation or whatever. And I said, don't do that.
Stop.
That's the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, be with Him. I said, if you're at the heights of a beautiful moment with your spouse, are you going to stop and say, hold on a minute, I got to write down some notes, or mm-hmm. I got to go back to the instruction manual over here, or whatever? You would never do that. You stay within the beauty of that moment with the beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with the beloved. He's speaking to you. He's caressing your heart.
Yeah.
He's moving in you and molding you and purifying you. Sometimes through the gift of prayer of tears,
mm-hmm.
he's purifying your heart and your soul. Stay with him. Rest with him. And when that moment passes, then, if you have time, go back to the scripture.
Yeah.
But don't lose that very intimate moment.
Well, you may, that isn't revealed in John's question, but you maybe the Holy Spirit's working there and he showed you something. The bottom line is just rest in him. Learn to rest in him. Get rid of any expectations that something will come. And just love, just give your love to him in the way that you live your life.
And don't miss that grace that comes.
All
don't
right.
miss it.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke with Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest. Grateful to be a co-production of EWTN and spiritualdirection.com, where you can find all of the shows that we've ever done on recording and on video, and you can find thousands of articles on the interior life and how to grow in holiness.
Right. Blogs, video, yep. podcasts,
all
kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. spiritualdirection.com. Okay, next question.
This one comes from Rula, and she says, do we have to keep track where we are spiritually?
Yeah, so great question. So what I did is I pulled a couple of quotes out from a course I'm actually teaching right now at the Avila Institute, and they're both from St. Teresa of Avila. So in chapter 2, in the third dwelling, she says, for since something will have to be explained about spiritual delights the Lord gives there at a particular point, and that's my interjection, the discussion will be more appropriate at that time. So understanding the nature of each thing, you'll be able to strive for what is best. So she reveals the necessity of understanding how God works at different stages of the interior life, so that you can then yield to that work that he's doing in you.
When you get there.
Here's another one from the fourth mansion, the fourth dwelling place. And she says, Lord, since we do not think there's anything to know other than what we must think of you, we do not even know how to ask. She goes on, terrible trials are suffered because we do not understand ourselves. This lack of knowledge causes afflictions of many people who engage in prayer, complaints about interior trials, melancholy and loss of health, and even complete abandonment of prayer. So her point, as she argues over and over, is we have to understand where we are, understand who we are in God, so that we can properly yield to him at different times.
Mm-hmm.
This is more important, in my experience, and I'm not saying that this is universal, but what I've my own experience, it's more important as you're moving through getting past mortal sin, past venial sin in the purgative way,
mm-hmm.
than it is later on, because things become much more subtle and it's just really more about yielding and letting God be God, and you stop controlling. And you're not trying to control everything.
Right.
So, you know, the answer to Rula's question is that it's very helpful and important to know where you are spiritually. And she used the word keep track. And so I don't know, my instinct is that she's talking about how I'm growing. And I wrote, of course, Navigating the Interior Life is the book. I provided a summary of the purgative, illuminative, and unitive ways, and a kind of a detailed outline, but it's only about 20 pages long, so it's not complicated, of how you can understand where I am now and maybe what next steps I need to take or how I might need to yield to God
right.
in a different way, that sort of thing. So it is very helpful and powerful to understand where you are. However, we should not become obsessed with it, right?
Yeah. But self-knowledge is really important, because mm-hmm. if we don't have self-knowledge, we have no idea what we need to yield to God in. You know, what
right.
is it that I need to take to him? And so it's not obsessive, it's not narcissistic, it's just in relation to God. He's God, I'm not. Where am I? Okay, is this displeasing to him?
Mm-hmm.
Are there things in my life that are attachments that are hindering his work in my life, in my soul? And what do I do about that?
You know? Yeah, we call that a Godward self-knowledge.
Right.
It's a Godward self-knowledge. So that means that we're aware of of the Lord in our life and where we are in the context of our relationship with Him, mm-hmm. and where He's drawing us to. So it's not a narcissistic, you know, sort of purely psychological or pop psychology, mm-mm. you know, self-help thing. It's a, okay, I'm with Jesus and He's showing me these areas where I need to grow and how do I yield to Him and grow in right. those things. Right. So yeah, it's really powerful to know. That's why I wrote the section in Navigating the Interior Life on that. And you can get that at spiritualdirection.com shop as well and EWTNRC. So yes, very powerful, important question. And the answer is yes.
Well, and then, you know, just to wrap that up, one of the ways that you know if you're actually growing is if you're growing in virtue, and you can check with your loved ones to find that out. So it gives you a really good sense of, am I actually growing in my spirituality?
Yeah, and I always say, I always say that when I go to speak publicly, that a test is ask your best friend if you're single, or your spouse, or your parents, or somebody outside of you, you know, have they seen significant growth in you in holiness from 1 year to the next? I even did that with a religious community. I did a retreat for them, and the Mother Superior decided that they would all ask each other that. And I thought, wow, that's pretty hardcore.
That's a big question.
That's going to be, as long as, you know, you're merciful when somebody asks you that, please be merciful and kind, but be truthful. But it's a powerful way of knowing whether you're growing. So, hey, if you want to grow more in the interior life, join us in the Spiritual Combat Study, which is how to win your spiritual battles and attain inner peace. You can find that at apostoliviae.org, apostoliviae.org. Also, spiritualdirection.com, Avila Institute. What we do is try to provide every possible manner for you to grow in holiness, no matter who you are or where you are in the world, because it's all offered on live and online as well. So come and check out all that we're doing at Avila Foundation and make sure you support us. We need your help.
Yes, we do. Okay. Until next time, may the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May He preserve you whole and entire spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Learn more about the interior life. Visit spiritualdirection.com. Divine Intimacy Radio is a co-production of EWTN Radio and spiritualdirection.com, and heard worldwide on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.